We are holding here in Simen Tov Tzadi Dalid, which is the last Simen of Hilchos Pesach. Simen Tov Tzadi Dalid, you can sit in front if you'd like. Okay, and we are in Sif Katan Beis in the Mishnah Brura. So the topic of discussion here is B'yom Chamishim L'Sfiras Omer Hu Chag Shavuos. On the 50th day, Sfiras Omer is the Yontav Shavuos, which we saw the Mishnah Brura yesterday in Sif Katan Aleph. The Seder at Fila, the order of the davening, Kimo B'yom Tov Shal Pesach, is basically very similar to that of the Yontav of Pesach. Ella sho'aymrim, it's Shavuos, so it's not Pesach. Ella sho'aymrim, we say, es yoim chag ha-shavuos hazeh, zman matan tarisenu. Okay, because the Shavuos is not Pesach, so we say, es yoim chag ha-shavuos hazeh, zman matan tarisenu. The goyimim ha-halol, do we say a whole halol or a half halol? It's called a chatzi halol. We say a complete halol. On Shavuos, we say a complete halol. We might see in Shnei Svarim, we take out two Sifrei Torah. The Koyim Barisho in Chamisho. There are five aliyahs by the first, from the first Sefer Torah. Mi Bechodesh HaShlishi Ad Sefer Seder. Where do we start learning from? From the parasha when it discusses Mi Bechodesh HaShlishi until the end of that topic. Umaftir Kori Basheni, the Maftir lanes from the second Sefer Torah. The Yom Bikurim from the parasha of the Bikurim. Umaftir, the Haftorah is the Merkava, the Yecheskel, of the Mais Merkava, the Yecheskel and Novi, the Messiah, the Pasuk, Vatisaini Ruach. Let's see the Mishnah Brura here in Sif Katan Beis. That's three lines up from the bottom of the page. If anybody needs a Sefer, either there should be some around, or take a look with other people, share with other people. Sifkot Nibbeis, the Koran Barishoin, the first Sefer Torah we read from, Bahamina Gloimar Akdomos. There's on Shavuos, there's a custom to read the Akdomos. Akdomos is that beautiful poem which is recited on Shavuos. V'eskimu kama achreinim loimar ze koidim shem maschil hakoin levarach ala Torah. When is the Akdomos Milim? When is it laned? When is it read? So the Sefer Torah is taken out. The Kohen is called up for the Aliyah. And then, before the Aliyah, the Akdomos is read. Sometimes it's difficult to know exactly, to remember exactly when this happens, because it's around 5:30 a.m. and we've been up a whole entire night. So, Baruch Hashem, there's the Gabbai who has that responsibility on the shoulders to make sure everything runs smoothly. So he's taking charge. And you know, sometimes you see people who are swaying a lot. They're not shuckling. They're about to fall down. Okay. So he says, "Eskimu kam achreinim loymar is that koydim shemaschil before the koyin gets the bracha and the Torah. V'chein haminu kahayoyim v'kama mekehilois." This is the custom in many shuls to lay in the akdamos before the Kriyas HaTorah. Achein, itziv pizgam shoyim b'yoyim sheni, b'eis Kriyas HaTorah. There is another beautiful yitziv pizgam, like a poem, poetic as well, which is laid before the HaTorah on the second day. Nispashit b'eizim ekoymis l'omroi achar pasuk rishon shel HaTorah. In the case of the yitziv pizgam, and I refer you to take a look at the machzer, the Shavuos machzer, to see everything clearly. First we read the first pasuk of the Haftorah, then there's a whole different tune and a whole different yitzip is gum, and then we go back to the Haftorah afterwards.
Is there any reason why we break up the Haftorah though?
I don't know the reason behind the minhagim behind this, as to why by the Akdomas it's like that way and as opposed to the, I'm not familiar with the reasons behind it. Sifkot and Gimel, mi b'chaydesh. We start learning from Mechaydesh HaShlishi, turning the page. V'koyin HaDibrois B'tam Elyoin. In regards to the Aseres HaDibrois, which is a very appropriate to lay in on Shavuos, there are two ways, what's called a Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. Different trop, different way to lay in the Torah. There's a nice lengthy discussion in the Bir Halacha about this topic. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us to take a look over there. Then we have the Haftorah from the Maisa, the Merkava, the Merkava de Yecheskel, V'noyegin b'mixas mekoymois. There's a custom in some places, Shegodol v'chochem kari zoyis Haftorah, that a Tamil Chochem should lay in the Haftorah. And there's a smach, a source for this, smach l'davar, as it says, V'loy b'maisa Merkava, Ela imkein haya chacham umevi midaitoi. So it mentions over here the chacham in the haftorah. So that's why they suggest to have a chacham leaning the haftorah. V'gam yesh noigin shekomi shekorei oisa ima maftir balachash emer oisa gam kein meumad mivnei kavoida. It's interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah says whoever would say the haftorah quietly with the chazan, he would be standing as well. Different customs, I don't see that too often. Now we turn to Sif Beis. Sif Beis discusses the Kriyas HaTorah for the second day of Shavuos. Vayom HaSheni, on the second day of Shavuos, Koyrin beParshas Kol HaBachor at Soif Sidra. We lay from the parish of Kol HaBachor until the end of the parasha. Umafte Koyre Kimoy Esmol, Umafte Bechabakuk Min, Vashem Behechel Kodshoi, Adla Matzeich Benigun Oisai. And then the second Sefer Torah is just laying, just like we did the day before on the first day of Shavuos. And we have a Sefer HaFtorah from Hashem, and from Habakkuk, the Navi Habakkuk, Hashem Beheichel Kodshoi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one Sefkot in Sef Beis, and Sefkot in Hei, Kol HaBachor, Vimchal B'Shabbos, Shetzvich HaNikros Yoyser, Deho B'Shabbos Tzorech Shiva Kruyim, Maschilin Aser to Aser. The Mechaber tells us we start laning from Kol HaBachor. Sometimes you go to Shul on the second day of Shavuos and you'll turn to Kol HaBachor, but they started from Aser to Aser, a different place. Why is that? Because it's Shabbos. It fell out, second day of Shavuos fell out on Shabbos. And we need more psukim because we have to have seven aliyahs on Shabbos as opposed to the five aliyahs that we're going to have on Shavuos. So we're going to read more psukim, so we lay more from Aser to Aser. Now we begin, and with this we will hopefully conclude Simen Tov Tzadi Dalet and all of Hilchas Pesach, and then we'll enter into our Rosh Chodesh Suda next door. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, also lis anes b'moitzoy chag ha-shavuos. It is forbidden to fast moitzoy chag ha-shavuos. The day after Shavuos, one is not permitted to fast. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Vav, B'moitzoi, Mipnei keshechal etzeres b'Shabbos, Hayayoyim zvichas hakarbonois achar ha-Shabbos. The reason why it is forbidden to fast the day after Shavuos is because if Shabbos falls out on Shavuos, they would not bring the offering, the carbon, on that day. When would they bring it? The day afterwards. And the day when you bring a carbon is a yontif. You can't fast on a yontif. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's a day like a yontif. It's like a yontif, yeah. When the person, yeah, like also when you bring a person makes a bris, also has a din like a yontif for him. No, it's like a carbon. Then the carbon is like a yontif. When you bring a carbon, it's like a yontif, yeah. Ulafi tamze, according to this reason that we just mentioned, be'isuchag. According to this reason, that the day that they would bring the carbon when Shabbos had fallen Shavuos after Shavuos, then one should be permitted to fast the day after Sukkos. Sukkos meaning the whole yontif of Sukkos, including Simchas Torah. Day after Simchas Torah. Achein, however, mid divi agro, from the words of the gro, mashma degam shom ein lisanois v'chein nuchuch b'beis Yosef. However, according to the Gra, and it seems like the Beis Yosef as well, one should not fast on Isru Chag. We call it the Isru Chag. Isru, not forbidden, not from the word of forbidden, but the Aramaic word means to bind, to tie together. And we want to take the whole Yontif and tie it all together. In fact, we'll learn the halachas of Isru Chag, and we'll see it's appropriate to have some extra special type food on the day after Yontif. I know what you're thinking. You just had a whole Yontif of extra food. Not finished yet. Still more food.
Is the Gron and the Beis Yosef based on the low clue
No, no, I don't think it's late plug. No.
Based on the store possibly coming out on Shabbos,
right, right, right. Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, no, it's not a loophole. Okay, Sifkan Zayin. Now we see the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, Hagah, the Ein Oimrim Tachanun, Mitchilos Veshchay Sivan, Ad Ches Boy, the Hainu Acher Isruchag. We do not say Tachanun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Ad, he says here, Mitchilos Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Ad Ches Boy, until after Isruchag, which is this eighth day of Sivan. Says the Mishmur Sifkat in Zayin and Ches, the Ein Oimrim Tachanun, we do not say Tachanun, the Gam Emes Anim, we also do not fast. It is forbidden to fast in those days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos. Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Dimiyad B'Sheni B'Sivan Omer Lehem Moshe LeKadshim LeTorah. Because immediately, now the Mishmur is explaining what's the reason why we do not say Tachanun or fast from the beginning of Sivan until after Isruchag, because on the second day, the first day is Rosh Chodesh, the second day of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael to sanctify themselves the Torah, for the Torah. K'dichsev, it says, Im shemo tishmu b'koyle yushmartim es brisi. Im shemo tishmu b'koyle, if you will listen to my voice, yushmartim es brisi, and guard the Torah. V'achakach, maschil shloshes me'akbola, and then we have the 3 days of the 3 days which precede Shavuos are referred to as the Shloshes Yemei Hagbola. The 3 days that we are, Hagbola is like to not go by the mountain of the boundary. Then the Ramah continues, V'noyegin l'shtoyach ha'asovim b'Shavuos b'beis ha'knesses v'abotim zeich l'simchas matan Torah. We know that there are customs, you come to shul or you go to certain houses, Shavuos time, you'll see that the flower shops are doing well, a lot of good business. What's going on over here? There's a minuk. Just like by Matan Torah, there's the grass over there and the flowers. So too, Zecher, as a remembrance to that which took place back then, there are those that have the custom to put out the greenery and the flowers in the shul and in the homes as well. The Mishnah says in Sifkat and Tes, B'Shuas Hainu, Bein Shesheichton Be'erav Yomtiv, Obi Yomtiv Gufo. Some have the custom to put it out on these flowers on Yomtiv, or the day before Yontif, or Yontif itself. Now, what about the fact that are they Muksa or not Muksa? Says the Mishnah Brura, it's not a concern of Muksa. Even if these flowers and this grass, even if they are inedible, it's not a concern of Muksa to move around these flowers and branches. Since you thought about them from before Yontif, have them in mind, you designated them to be flowers to adorn the house or the shul. Even more so, if these flowers have a nice scent to them, they are not muksa at all. However, achein, im chal shuas biyom rishon, if shuas falls out on Sunday, ein l'shotchon b'Shabbos, you cannot put the flowers out on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because one cannot prepare from Shabbos to Yontif. Kevin shekavanosu l'tzarech Yontif, since the intention is for Yontif, ve'ein Shabbos meichon l'Yontif, and Shabbos cannot prepare for Yontif. What should you do? You should put them out on Yontif itself or on Erev Shabbos. Well, because if they are like by Hadassim, if they're nice smelling, so then they're not muksa for that in that regard, because you put it out specifically because to enhance the day because of nice smelling flowers. No. Even more so. If it's nice smelling, so then of course it's not muksa.
Of course not muksa.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Now the Mishmur says here in Sifkot and Yud, Zeich le Simchas Matan Torah, as a remembrance to the Simcha Matan Torah, Shehayu Shom Asavim Saviv Har Sinai, that there were grass, there was grass all around Har Sinai, as it says in the Pasuk Hatzoyin of Habok Al Yiru, that the cattle should not graze on the field. There obviously had to be something for them to graze. It means the grass was there, That's why we put out the green flowers or the grass. Kosva achreinim. B'makom shenoyegin l'chalek asavim hamarichim v'vesek neses. It seems like they had a custom, I've never seen this, to, in the shuls, to put out specifically nice-smelling flowers. And then they would want to make a bracha on it. Lo yichalkum yibaruch shomar ad achat tefillah shemen esrei. One should not give out the flowers in the shul in between baruch shomar until after shemen esrei. Why? Kedesh yuchal levaruch aleihen. Because you want to be able to make the bracha on the flowers. The bein tayim asal hasik. Because if you're in the middle of baruch shomar up until shemen esrei, he says we can't interrupt to make the bracha on the flowers. So give them out after Shemona Esrei. Then he tells us, Noigin lahamid ilonois v'beis haknesses v'vatim, zeichesh shabat seris nidoyne al peris ilon. There's another reason, another tam for the custom, another reason for the minhag to put out trees, like small trees, in the shuls or in the houses. And the reason for that is because, it could come sit up front, whoever's coming in. The reason for that is because in the Yontif of Shuas, we are judged for the fruits Peiros HaIlon, the fruits of the tree. Now, if anybody has been familiar with the custom of not putting out flowers or greenery on Shuas, it's for the reason of the Gra. The Gra tells us, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Gra, Agra bitil minog zeh. He said, don't put out flowers. Don't put out greenery. Why? Is your house too beautiful? What's the reason? He says, Mishum she'achshav hu choy ka'amim lahamid ilonis b'chag shalahem. Nowadays, it's the choy ka'amim. It's the ways of the non-Jews to put out this greenery and the flowers in their houses of worship on their days. Therefore, the Gra says, we don't do it anymore. Now, that's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. There are those who still do it. We know the many shuls that still put out the flowers in homes. And there are those who have the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, as to why they don't do it. Now we get into a difficult topic for many men.
Is there a meaning in some places to...
What's the discussion here? Majority of men, by show of hands, I'm not asking for it, but enjoy eating meat more than dairy. Now we will discuss that there's a custom to eat milchiks on Shavuos. Okay, that means dairy as opposed to meat. What's the reason for this minhag? So the Ramah tells us, V'noyegim b'kamim b'koyim ha'islecho ma'acholei cholof b'yom rishon shel Shavuos. There's a custom on the first day of Shavuos to eat dairy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Kod Nir Aleph, three lines on the bottom of the page, Bekamim Mekoymais Lachol, V'imot Elisanes Tanyis Chaloim B'Shavuos. In regards to a person fasting on Shavuos, if he, Rachamon Letzlon, if he had a bad dream, there's a discussion about a person having a very bad dream, frightening dream. There's a whole discussion about fasting because of that dream. That topic is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Magen Avraham, in Siman Tafresh Dalet. What about the dairy food? Sifkot Yud Beis. I am Magen Avraham. Look in the Magen Avraham, says the Mishnah Berurah. And then he says, I heard a reason for this. V'nishamati oid b'shem Godol Echad, the name of a Adam Godol. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing is Adam Godol. It must be an Adam Godol. He said a very appropriate reason as to why we have the milchiks. Because at the time when we were at our Sinai, v'kiblu ha-Torah, and we received the Torah. Ki ba'aseres ha-dibras nisgalu lahem al yidei zeh kol chelkei, turn your page, kol chelkei ha-Torah. K'mo shekosar Rav Sadia Gaon, shebaseres ha-dibras kelulo kol ha-Torah. Rav Sadia Gaon, before the Rishonim, he tells us that when Hashem gave us a Torah, when Hashem gave us Aseres HaDibros rather, that it's really not 10 commandments, it's really 14 commandments, if you really count them up. It's 10 proclamations, but there are 14 mitzvahs. So, okay. It incorporated all of the 613 mitzvahs. And therefore, continues the Mishnah Brura, the yardu min hahar lebeisim. They finish receiving the Aseret Dibros, the Luchos. They go back to their house, and now they have a whole new set of laws. Leimatzu malechol tekef kiim maichol cholov. They didn't find any food in their house to eat except for the dairy products. Why? Well, I couldn't have any meat products. Ki lebasa tzorech achon rabba. To eat meat, you have need a lot of preparation. Lishchoit besakin bado kashet tziva Hashem. Yet that use a knife, which is make sure it's kosher to use for shechita. Will enake chuti achele v'adam, and to remove the parts of the animal which are the forbidden fats in the blood. Uladiach, and to wash the meat. Ulamulayach, and to salt the meat. Ulavasha bekelim chadoshim, and to cook with new kelim, new pots and pans. Because the kelim, the pots and pans they had were treif, the ones they used beforehand, because they never had laws of milchus and fleishiks. Now they just became, it's like they became Jewish now. That's basically what happened. And Hashem said to them, you can't use that pots and pans. It's balu, it's absorbed of milchus and fleishiks. Al-Kain, all across the board. This is just some examples. That's right. Alkein bachru lehem lefishah ma'achali cholov on the ways in zechel zeh. Therefore, they chose to eat the milchiks, the dairy products. So too, we do that as a remembrance to what happened by Har Sinai. When is it appropriate to have such a minhag? So the Rama brings down on the first day of Shavuos. There's the first opinion. Some have the custom of eating honey and milk. Because of the Torah which is compared to honey and milk. He brings a pasuk to reference this. The honey and the milk underneath the tongue. The Rama continues. The Rama says the reason why do we have milchiks on Shavuos. It's similar to the two different foods which was taken on the night of the Seder and the night of Pesach. One is a remembrance to the Karm Pesach, one is a remembrance to the Karm Chagiga. So the Ramat says, Kein oichle maichol cholov, va'achakach maichol baser. So too, first, for all the meat eaters who will work with the dairy as a bidyeved, if I have to eat dairy, fine. The Ramos says, first you have dairy and then you have meat. So don't worry, still he says here to have the meat as well. V'tzrichin lahavi imohem shtei lechem ala shulchan, you have to bring lechem mishnah, two chalos on the table, shuba mokum a mizbeach, the table is like a mizbeach, like an altar. V'yesh bezeh zikor l'shtei alechem, and this is like a remembrance to the korban, the shtei halech, and the two loaves of bread which was brought on Shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yudalid, like the two foods, what does this mean? Kishem shiva Pesach oisin zeich lekarbon. Just like on Pesach, they had a zecher, a remembrance to the korban. Karban Pesach, Kein Onu Tzrich Lasais B'Shavuos, so too we had to do on Shavuos Zeichel L'Shtei HaLechem Shehayu Mevi'in. So too we also want to bring a remembrance to the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread which were brought on Shavuos. Al Kein Oichlim Ma'acholi Cholov, therefore we eat dairy products, V'Achakach, and afterwards we eat meat, Ma'achol Basa. V'Tzrich L'Havi Mom Shtei L'Chamim, we have to bring two loaves of bread. Why is this? The also lechol basar v'chol of milchem echad. It's forbidden. It's the laws of meat and dairy in your day. It's forbidden to eat from the same loaf of bread, meat and dairy from the same loaf of bread. V'yesh bezeh zikar l'shtei alechem. There's a remembrance to the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem sivkan tezvav lochein. Therefore nagu lefois lechem echad imchema. There's a custom to bake one of the breads, one of the challahs, with butter. Now, if a person makes a bread dairy bread, it has to look different. So as to not to make the mistake to eat it with fleishiks. We're all familiar with the Thomas English muffin, which has a very unique look, or anything else when it's baked with bread, dairy bread, it has to be shaped differently. The Oz Bavadai, if you make one of these Lechem Mishnah with dairy bread, Bavadai Yitztarich Lahavi Lechem, Acher Lechol Yim Basar, you'll obviously have to bring another piece of bread, another loaf of bread, to eat with your fleshik meal. V'yizor Oz Lahosik Atanur Yofa Yofa, Yofa Bein Lechem Lechem, you have to make sure to clean out your oven, kash your oven, between the milchik's bread and then the fleshik bread. They used to take, when they would make the bread, it would be like putting it into the oven and then it would bake from the sides of the wall of the oven. Like, picture like a box. And they stick the dough in there and then you take like, picture the spatula they use like when they take out the pizza pie. You know, you stick it in that long, I don't know the name of that, we'll call it a spatula. So what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is that if you used one of those spatulas for milchik's bread, you have to use a different one for fleishiks. You can't just flip over the other side and then peel it off the sides of the oven, because the milchik's, the oils from the bread, went, if this is my spatula, went from one side to the other side. It went through it. So make sure you have a separate spatula. Sifkon tezayin ala shulchan. Make sure you take a different tablecloth. When you have the milchik's food, have a milchik's tablecloth. Then you have fleshik food, put on the fleshik tablecloth. When you want to eat the meat. You don't have to stop by benching. You don't have to bench in between. Unless you eat hard cheese. Rinse your mouth out, clean out your mouth between the milchus and the fleishiks. Kedis be yordeis and peites. Those halachas are elaborated on in yordeis and peites. We conclude all the simanim of Hilchos Pesach, which we began many, many months ago, with Sifkon Yudzayin, Zikor L'Shtei Alechem. We have the two foods as a remembrance, the Shtei Alechem. Bimkein, Yushalchitin. It should be this bread. Bread should be made out of wheat. Dugmos Shtei Alechem, just like the Shtei Alechem, which was brought for the carbon. Kosova prima godam yeshli zor beinyan macholi basa becholo v'chol manashin yisar mechol ashona, which is explained in Yerdeya Simon Peiches and Peites. The prima godam is telling us that a person should not make a mistake. We have the minug of having the milchiks on Shavuos. He says, make sure we don't forget about all of the halachas of milchiks and fleishiks and not to get them mixed up. And we don't want to have the minog of having the milchiks and then we have mistakes and having milchiks and fleishiks together. Furthermore, the Prima Gaon tells us, the nusach of the bracha of the haftara, al ha-toyra v'al ha-voyda, es yoyim chag ha-shvuas hazeh, the text is al ha-toyra v'al ha-voyda, as the day of chag ha-shvuas hazeh, avol ein mezkirin loyma mikra kodesh, we do not say mikra kodesh. Umaskirin Nishomois, it's also the day, the second day of Yontif or Shuas is the day of Yiskor. V'oimim Av Harachmim B'yom Sheni, we say the Av Harachmim on the second day of Shuas. V'chom Mokum Shekorin Kol B'chor, Maskirin Nishomois, She'ishboy Matnas Yad, V'nodrim Stoka. The Mishnah Berurah tells us a rule, anytime we lay in the Parsha Kol B'chor, which was what we said in Sif Beis, that on the second day of Shavuos we learn from the Parsha Kol HaBachor. So any time we learn from the Parsha Kol HaBachor is also a day which we also have Yizkor as well. And discusses over there of giving stock of a noidrim, stock of vowing to give stock. And the last line here in Simen Tov Tzadi Dalid, Kishachal Shavuos b'yoyim shishi, Shabbos, ein amim prokim, when Shavuos falls out on the sixth B'yom Shishi, is Shabbos, then we don't say Prokem here is Pirkei Avos. K'shechal Shavuos b'Moitzoi Shabbos. However, when Shavuos falls out on Moitzoi Shabbos, meaning Saturday night to Sunday, Oimrim Prokem b'Mincha b'Shabbos, then we do say Pirkei Avos. Shkoyach to everyone. And in Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will begin Hilchas Yontif, very appropriate, right before Rosh Hashanah and Yontif of Sukkot.